morning, everyone. This is Dr. V and Merkel with Take 12 Care every Saturday, 11 to noon. It's great to be with you this beautiful Saturday here. And I am Dr. Merkel, doctor of chiropractic, board certified in clinical nutrition. A couple other degrees in nutrition, too. A couple of advanced degrees. And I've been here in the Miami Valley for, going over 40 years. Yep, right here behind this marvelous microphone, WHIO, for over 30 years. And it is truly an honor, a blessing to be with you every Saturday. And our goal, our mission, our purpose is to help you be healthier. To give you ideas, thoughts, science, as well as experience to help you make better decisions for you, your family, friends, that kind of thing, or at least light, lead them in the right direction. And that's what we do. My clinic is on Far Hills Avenue in Royal Swiss Village. We've got a couple marvelous doctors, associates with us, Dr. Andrew Dyer and Dr. Natalie Yaley. Dr. Dyer is board certified in clinical nutrition like I am. He's also board certified in acupuncture. And Dr. Natalie Yaley is certified in thermography to read thermograms. So she's done quite a bit of study. Our doctor's done quite a bit of study. And we're all chiropractors. And the results we've gotten over the years are astounding, truly astounding. I've lectured, I've taught CEUs, continuing education, for 30 years. And I've lectured at national, state conventions, even some international. And truly, the cases that we have, the results that I've had over the years, and the doctors I've trained over the years are unparalleled. For virtually any condition you can imagine, from autoimmune, lupus, MS, rheumatoid arthritis going into remission, other autoimmune disease, skin problems, Crohn's, psoriasis, those types, truly going into remission. And as far as cancers, stage 4 cancers, I've got cases where non-small cell and carcinoma undetectable in 7 months. In 7 months. Even a PET scan cleared up. Another doctor I trained, PSA of over 30 was down to less than 0.01, he says, in a video he's got online. And he said the mets from the prostate cancer, metastasis through the spine, were gone within a few months. So the body, and let me be clear, we do not have a cure for cancer. We don't have a cure for MS, lupus, Crohn's, or even a common cold, because we know the body has the ability to heal itself virtually everything. If that body can start with two cells to become, that two cells become one, and that one cell grows up to the body you have, and is able to put the eyes in the front of the head, the ears on the side, and the fingers on the ends of the hands, you're thinking to probably heal and repair everything else, and that's what we do. And you've heard this many times if you've listened to the show. If you get healthy enough, doesn't matter the name of the disease. If you get healthy enough, doesn't matter the name of the disease. So we're going to acknowledge your disease, and maybe there's some things we do to boost your immune system. But basically, we do two or three things. First of all, we do lab testing. We don't guess. We're going to find out exactly what it is that's unique about you, your system, your environment, how you're handling it. And once we do that, our goal is get you as healthy as possible in every way possible, from identifying nutrient deficiencies, imbalances, organ dysfunctions, and toxicities. And if we can get all of those optimized and get your body as healthy as possible, we've seen absolutely miraculous results. Again, not because I have a cure for cancer. It's because we believe the body can heal and repair itself virtually everything, anything, if you're allowed to help. Okay, now you guys, well, I'm in an auto accident. Okay, if you're in an auto accident, go to the emergency room. I'm not saying that there's a tremendous need for the medical and emergency care. Sure there is. If you have a heart attack, go to the emergency room. That's what they're trained for. Crisis. If you have an auto accident and your broken bones, don't come to us. Go to the emergency room, because that's what they do. They fix you up. And they can deal with crisis. But then if you're on medication for high blood pressure, our goal, our purpose, our mission is to get you healthy so you no longer need it. My job isn't get you off drugs, is get you healthy so you no longer need it. Okay. I got a great show today, and I'm so excited about this. So excited. There is right now a debate going on in the healthcare world that is causing major problems. You probably haven't heard of it, but it is causing great consternation in a medical world. And it is actually it's a Senate hearing, and it's debating an unpublished vaccination study. Unpublished. Now, I've got some things we're going to cover here in just a couple minutes about thermography, but I'm going to open this up to phone calls a little bit later because I want your take on this. First of all, the question is, why is it unpublished? What did the study show? And why is it being debated? And really, why wasn't it published? So what was the study? What was the study? And this study is shaking, truly, the core of medical, I'm going to say dogma. What we've been led to believe, what medical doctors have been led to believe as absolutely fact, is being shaken to the roots. And we're going to cover that. And we do have other experts in the Miami Valley who've lectured in hearings, state hearings, even federal hearings. And if they're listening, I'd be happy for them to log in or to call in when I open up the phone for that. But I want to let you know that coming up is thermography, breast cancer awareness or breast health awareness in October. And Dr. Yaley is certified in thermography, and we do have thermography, and it uses an infrared camera to detect heat patterns and blood flow in body tissues. And basically, when you develop cancer, cancer presents on thermography as an abnormal heat pattern. See, cancer is very hungry, and this is really weird. Before cancer can grow, the cancer cells have to put out something that creates the body's ability to promote angiogenesis, or the growth of blood vessels. You can't grow cancer without an increase in blood supply, and somehow, incredibly, those cancer cells send a signal to the body to increase blood flow. And that blood flow then feeds the cancer cells. And where that additional blood flow is, it initiates first before the cancer really gets started. And that blood flow is called, the increased vascularity is called angiogenesis. And that shows up as an abnormal heat pattern or even increased heat on a thermogram. Now you see these abnormal thermograms, heat patterns, long before you get diagnosed with cancer. And that's the beauty of thermography. It's been estimated that cancer signs actually appear 10 to 15 years before you actually get it with this abnormal vascularity. So what we recommend is everybody, all women, get their baseline thermogram. Make sure things are symmetrical from one side to the other. Make sure that there's no excessive heat patterns or super hot spots, because that's how cancer shows up often on a thermogram, is a hot spot. So first of all, you ought to get tested and see if you have any hot spots and see if there's anything just a little heated up that you can get back down. And there's a recent case that Dr. Yaley was telling us about, that there's a range, a grading range from 0 to 5. 5 is really bad. A lady came in with a 4, which is, okay, you may not have full-blown cancer yet, but you're right there ready to fall off on a cliff in a full-blown cancer or a raging forest fire. And she said within a few weeks, she had that down into the 3. And so that is really good to see these things improve. And I know she's got other cases that's even dropped them down to a 2 and even lower than that, down to optimal levels. So this is something that when you combine that with a blood test, a cancer marker, is phenomenal. It is, a lot of countries use thermograms more than mammograms. Mammograms is radiation. And with the new 3D mammogram, you're getting a tremendous amount of radiation. Tremendous amount of radiation. In fact, I think you're getting around 10 times the amount of radiation with a 3D mammogram than you do a regular one. And then if you do CAT scans, that's radiation too. So the cumulative of the cumulative radiation, getting all these mammograms and things like that, the effect can be cumulative. The more you get, the higher your rate of getting cancer. Even though it's used to medically detect cancer, it actually can cause cancer too. So if you kind of want to avoid all those mammograms, or at least consider another look at it, thermogram has been used for, 50 years. So why not use it? Well, for one thing, why aren't medical doctors using it? Well, because the thermogram is cheap. Compared to a mammogram, hundreds of dollars, the 3D, $800-$900 versus a thermogram, $150, something like that. Relatively inexpensive. It might not even be that much. I don't know exactly how much it is. But the thing about thermography is no radiation, no pressure, no damage can be done. Sometimes they think that when you take that breast and you smash it with a mammogram, that if there is any pathology there, you're just spreading it, creating more problems. So thermogram is a safe breast scan. Okay, and there's scheduling for next month already. And I'd recommend you give us a call and get yours scheduled. Doesn't take long to do. Again, there's no pressure. There's no, it's a picture, basically, thermogram. And our number to call is 937-433-3241. You can go online. Our website is Take 2 Healthcare. Take2healthcare.com. We've got a lot of great information there. You can see about the different doctors in there, different services. Which our main thing we do that's unique is the nutrition and laboratory analysis, the testing that we do. Conditional is shown in the blood long before you have symptoms. Virtually every conditional is shown in blood long before you have symptoms. Kidney disease, liver disease, diabetes, all these infections, all your autoimmune diseases will show up a lot of times even before you get symptoms. You know, signs of lupus or a flare-up of lupus, MS, will show in the blood before it actually shows up physically. Yeah. Yeah. And that's what we do. We want to get you tested to not only see where you are, but to avoid problems, because the earlier you find a problem, always the better results you will have. Wouldn't it be better to put out just a little smoldering fire or wait till it's a raging forest fire? Now, where's the money? Okay. The money isn't putting out a little smoldering fire. The money is in treating a blazing, raging forest fire. If you've fallen off a cliff, taking all the damage there. So the medical profession is not really into prevention. When they say prevention, what they mean is early detection. Like, okay, you got a positive mammogram. Well, it's kind of too late. It's kind of too late. Okay, you've already got a raging fire. But with what we do at the blood testing and the thermogram and the other tests, we're able to detect these things when they're just small. And when they're small, they're inexpensive. And when they're small, the results are usually very easy, very quick, and we'll see changes within just a few weeks. Our slogan is Take 2 Healthcare. It takes 2 weeks or 2 months to try a safe, natural option for any condition, because even serious problems sometimes have simple, safe solutions. And I've got 40 years of experience and thousands of cases of results that are absolutely incredible. And sometimes it's as simple as, okay, you need this vitamin, you need that vitamin, stop doing this. And once we get things right and we see the change in the labs, if we get things right, we will see changes in the labs. And these changes don't take long. We've seen cancer markers drop dramatically. Where when I've lectured at oncology conferences and other medical conferences, they are blown away by the results we get. And I've been here on the radio for 30 years, along with Dr. Dyer and Dr. Yaley. You know, it's astounding, amazing. We don't have any medical doctors call and say, what are you doing? What are you doing? How are you getting such great results? Because they work at McDonald's. They work at McDonald's. And if you work at McDonald's, and I'm not blasting McDonald's. I'm saying if you want a McDonald's burger, you go to McDonald's, don't you? And that is what you're going to get. But suppose an employee there says, you know, if I put a slice of avocado on this burger, it'd make it a healthier burger. Can you do that if you work at McDonald's? No, you can't. No, you'll get fired if you try. Hey, we come back. We're going to get into this study on the unpublished vaccination study. And we're going to be taking calls after that. You are listening to Dr. Merkel at Take 12. We'll be right back after these messages. And we're back. This is Dr. Merkel with Take 2 Healthcare, 433-3241. That's 937-433-3241. And the number to call is 937. What's a number, Parker? My brain is off.
937-457-1290.
We got the head guy at the board today. We got Parker Testa here. He's going to keep everything straight. Doesn't he have a great job, a great voice for this job here on the radio? See, okay, here it is. A Senate hearing. This was this past Tuesday. Senate hearing, September 17th. Senate hearing debates unpublished vaccination study. And I'm quoting from this. This was published in MedPage. MedPage Today, September 17th. So you can look it up yourself. And it goes, and I'm quoting, lawmakers dedicated hours to debating an unpublished study of children who received vaccines compared with those who didn't during a Senate hearing on Tuesday, they reported. Now, the first question was that they cover here, why wasn't this submitted earlier? Because the study was finished. The study was done at Henry Ford Health Center in Detroit. Henry Ford Medical Center Health Center in Detroit. It was finished in 2020. But never submitted for publication. So the question is, why wasn't ever submitted for publication? Why? And here's what they said. The authors feared for their jobs if it was published. The authors feared for their job if it was published. Feared for their job if it was published. The deals of the study show, or the findings, it was summarized, amongst the unvaccinated group, there was zero brain dysfunction, zero diabetes, zero behavioral problems, zero learning disabilities, zero intellectual disabilities, zero tics, and zero other psychological disabilities. Whoa. Amongst the unvaccinated group, there was zero brain dysfunction, zero diabetes, zero behavioral problems, zero learning disabilities, zero intellectual disabilities, zero tics, and zero other psychological disabilities. Wow, that's astounding. So how does the medical authorities try to discount this study? Well, here it is. Jake Scott, MD, infectious disease expert at Stanford, said, well, the key problem with the study is vaccinated children had twice the follow-up time and substantially more healthcare visits than unvaccinated children. It's like, you guys have any common sense? Who's going to have more visits? The people who are sicker or the ones who aren't sicker? So, of course, the vaccinated children are going to have more visits because they're sicker. He's trying to make the claim that the unvaccinated just weren't going to the doctor. And that's why they had fewer visits. They weren't going to the doctors. That their parents saw that they had brain dysfunction and they had all these other things. They just weren't taken to the doctor. That's ludicrous. How insane is that? They had more visits if they were vaccinated. Now, this is a unique study. Because I know doctors, students, nurses out there, listen, well, there's been studies about vaccines before. Yeah, but here's how they did it before. Tell me if you think this is good science, because I've studied this. And the way vaccines were tested before is they'd take a vaccine, some laboratory animals, give it to them. Then they would take out, like the flu shot. There's a lot of stuff in a flu shot other than just the flu part. There's adjuvants, there's preservatives, there's formaldehyde, there's all these chemicals that go into the vaccine, and then they add, okay, do we add, which flu this year do we use? Which flu do we use? Or which shingles part do we use? But all these shots have these adjuvants, these additives, these preservatives to it. So what the previous vaccine studies were, is you give somebody a shot that's got not just the flu, but all the other vaccine additives and preservatives. And then for the other part, they inject just the vaccine additives without the flu part. And that's how they said this study was. Well, the studies came out that there's virtually no difference in side effects when animals got the flu, got the shot with the flu shot versus those that got the shot without the flu, but all the additives and preservatives in it. And so side effects were the same. And so they said, well, the vaccines are safe because whether or not it had the flu shot or whatever, the laboratory animals had the same level of side effects. So they said vaccines are safe because, well, just because. That's horrible science. That is not good science. We come back, we're going to cover this a little bit more detail. If you got some comments, I'd love to hear what you think about this study. I'm Dr. Merkel at Take Two Healthcare. We'll be right back after this. And we are back. This is Dr. Merkel at Take Two Healthcare. We'd love to help you with your health problem, whatever you got. There's virtually always a way, things you can do to get healthier. Even if it looks like end stage, Dr. Dyer and Dr. Yeti have had some absolutely incredible end stage cancer cases that have gone into remission that have dramatically improved and have actually presented those at oncology conferences, as well as some of my own cases, as well as cases of other doctors I've trained around the country. And so whatever you got, it would behoove you to get a second opinion. Because maybe you don't have to suffer taking all those dangerous drugs that can cause cancer and cause liver and kidney disease. Maybe there's a simple solution where you don't need the drugs any longer. Wouldn't that be nice? Okay, this study from the Ford Medical Center, that for the first time, they studied children who were vaccinated compared to those that didn't get any vaccinations, not even a fake vaccination. So, it's, you know, not to control. I tried to explain before, you got your tests and you got your controls. Well, their controls wasn't just water they injected. It was all the chemicals, formaldehyde, all the abogens and preservatives is what they gave the control animals and not just something like water. So bad science, bad science. Well, here it is, just the studies. And compared to the vaccine exposure versus no exposure. Now, they got this here. It's got something unusual here. It's called a million patient years. So however many children that was, a million patient years. But what they've got is for chronic health conditions, there are 4,732 vaccinated compared to 160 cases, no vaccine. Asthma, 2,867 compared to 52 unvaccinated. 900, let's see. Autoimmune disease, lupus, MS, all those things. 201 in the vaccinated group, 2 in the unvaccinated group. Brain dysfunction, 0 in the unvaccinated group. Cancer, 169 in the vaccinated group versus 13. Diabetes, 42 in the vaccinated, 0 in the unvaccinated. Food allergies, 577 in the vaccinated group versus 30 in the unvaccinated. Mental health disorders, 341 to 5. ADHD, 262 to 0. 0 in the unvaccinated group. Autism, 23 in the vaccinated, 1 in the unvaccinated. Behavioral disability, 165 in the vaccinated, 0 in the unvaccinated. Developmental delay, 219 in the vaccinated group versus 3 in the unvaccinated. Learning disability, 65 in the vaccinated versus 0. Speech disorders, 463 in the vaccine group, 6 in the unvaccinated. Motor disability, that's movement disabilities, 150 in the vaccinated, 2 in the unvaccinated. Ticks, 46 in the vaccinated, 0 in the unvaccinated. Other psychological disability, 0 in the unvaccinated group. Neurological disorders, 127 versus 12. And seizures, 319 to 12. It's astounding. And a medical professional is trying to say, oh, but the people who are vaccinated, they had more doctor visits. Yeah, they did. Because for a reason. They were sicker. You don't take healthy kids to the doctor. You don't take kids who aren't having problems to the doctor, and yet they're trying to justify. This is a billion, probably close to $1 trillion we're talking about here. This has been the bedrock that medicine has used, the bedrock for everything. The COVID vaccine, everything. The bedrock is vaccines is why we're living longer. And I will fight that forever. It's not the vaccine. It's not the vaccine. It's the clean water. It's having a sanitation system. It's refrigeration. It's having Band-Aids and rubbing alcohol and alcohol to clean wounds, to deal with wounds properly, abrasions, things like that. Antibiotic whatever, or iodine, or natural things to fight surface infections, those kind of things, by cutting out those infections. But truly having clean water, refrigeration, so we have safe foods is exponentially more significant than vaccines. Now, here's the thing. Since COVID, people are waking up and not getting vaccinated. Now, my girls, 23 or 24 and 26, never been vaccinated for anything. Never been vaccinated for anything, and they have no help. They're not allergic. They don't have any allergies. They don't have this. They don't have any health problems. Unlike so many of the kids today do. So many kids have tons of health problems like that list I just showed you. My girls don't have any of those. And we're not unusual. There's lots of families that don't get their children vaccinated. They don't have any health problems. That is more the case. When I grew up, vaccines were extremely rare. I'm 68. I got mumps, measles, chicken pox, whooping cough. I got all those diseases. Guess what? I'm immune for life. I have a super strong immune system because my body knows how to fight disease. That's why when you get these diseases naturally, your body learns how to fight disease. If you get a vaccine, you're short-circuiting that. You are short-circuiting that, and your body doesn't develop, your immune system doesn't develop properly. And what are these? Asthma, immune system disorder. A topic that's an inflammation, immune system disorder, autoimmune disease, immune system disorder. How many of these? Cancer, diabetes, food allergies, mental health, all these things are immune system disorders. And maybe the vaccines aren't directly causing these things, but they alter our immune system, so our immune system does develop properly. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, I got to calm down a little bit. We got a caller online. We got Rick from Troy. How can we? Thanks for calling, Rick.
Hey, doctor. Nice to talk to you. I'm a patient, Dr. Yaley.
Okay, very good. Thank you for calling.
All that all came about is from ICANN.
Is that coming through okay?
ICANN,
okay.
Which is Conformed Consent Action Network, who has been at it since 2016, as you said, there's never been a study of the unvaccinated versus the vaccinated. And he stumbled into this doctor in charge of that medical center in Ford, and he convinced him into doing it. And when he got the results, he saw what you're talking about and would not publish it. So he was a friend of Senator Ron Johnson, who had that Senate hearing.
Well, you know, medicine has pushed to fight all kinds of studies to verify vaccinations, which is why I believe they did fake science, bad science, the way they did the studies before, by using the adjuvants and preservatives in a vaccine rather than just using something inert like water.
Exactly, and he's had under oath the top people that wrote books on vaccine, and it's you probably know, Section 6-1, they have to give the information, and they show, like, even some of these studies were done on children, maybe 136 of them, for 4 days. 4 days. But anyhow, the thing is, they are doing a documentary October 3rd, which is entitled An Inconvenient Study, and they are going to run it.
And that's going to be on TV?
Yeah, on how this all came about and the results and all the truth about it.
Oh, that'll be exciting.
Yeah, and I beg any all of you to go. You can go online and listen to ICANN.
But it's called an inconvenient study?
Yeah, it's coming out October 3rd.
Okay.
But they're the ones that pushed him into, and they don't even know why he agreed, because they kept mentioning there's never been a study against the unvaccinated and vaccinated, even though, and there have been, if you watch that Senate hearing, his lawyer showed the studies that they, I think 5,000 of them, they said were performed, and he proved them all wrong, that they weren't. Like you said, it was not against the unvaccinated. It was against those who already had a shot with other vaccine ingredients in it.
Well, I think
You can look online and watch the last two segments are very, very...
An inconvenient study. Well, thanks,
well, that's
Rick.
The name that's coming out. ICANN, I-C-A-N, is the name of the group.
Okay. Well, I'm sure that this...
Bigtree. He's been at this since, like I said, 2016.
Well, and that might be part of this we're seeing here. It was finished in 2020. And yeah. Rick, thank you for that call.
He went after Senator Johnson, which he knew.
Oh, yeah. Senator Johnson was part of this study here, or part of this.
Because they would not publish it for exactly like you said, he'd be fired.
Yeah. Let's see. Johnson was part of the group that
He also held.
The Senate hearing, yeah, Johnson was the leader in the Senate hearing regarding unpublished studies. So he's a big proponent of science and health and vaccines, not just the dogma that people have been led to believe for years that all vaccines are safe, they've been well studied, when they haven't been, when it's been compared to a true placebo. Not a placebo that's got adjuvants, preservatives, formaldehyde, and other things in it. So I think this is going to be mind-blowing. And it's going to mind-blow. It's going to be, for the medical doctor, it's going to blow their mind. The new students are being brainwashed and thinking vaccines are the thing that's cured, are the main thing. And right now, they're really pushing the thing about measles. And there were a handful of cases. I think there's been 8 deaths from measles this year, that they're thinking, oh, this is going to be how terrible it is, and there's going to be a huge problem because children aren't vaccinated. Well, what happens if in the next 5-10 years measles doesn't come back? And like my girls, they never got measles. And I know they're thinking, well, maybe they'll get it as an adult. Maybe. But maybe they won't. Now, I know the medical doctors are saying, well, they're not getting it because of herd immunity, because everybody else got vaccinated and they didn't, and then they're getting the benefit. I don't buy that. That's not herd immunity.
Yeah,
that's not true herd immunity.
The same as yours. He's never had a shot, COVID and flu,
that's right,
and all that.
Okay.
And he used to be a believer. He was on a doctor's network back in 2016 when he interviewed doctors and saw the rise in autism and started getting into this, but it's all self-funded by donations. No hotel unit. They don't take any advertisements.
Well, and that's the only safe way to go, because you get advertisements, you're going to get drug companies and all these things in it. And that's been the problem with the COVID and the people who are pro-vaccine. They all got the hand in the pocket. They're all making money. Doctors, well, baby visits are basically vaccine, are time to get vaccines. And the pediatricians.
He stresses, he's not saying vaccines not, may not have a, you know, benefit, but he said nobody's ever done the study. Nobody's ever.
That's the point. That is exactly the point. That may have, but why not study it, honestly study it, rather than these sham studies using fake controls?
Yeah, and he has attorneys that have fought. They're the ones that got the military men, that they didn't have to take the vaccine.
Oh,
after they
were that's really sad.
On and on, but they're so excited after all this. And
it's good. It's sad that the we have our military kids are having more problem with infertility than ever before since they were forced to take the COVID vaccine. Infertility is huge in the military right now.
And, I don't know if you saw way back the lady that was in charge of the doctor's support would not give them the shot and they fired her.
Yes, I remember that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's too much politics here. Too much politics instead of science. And so
it'll be exciting. He said, don't worry, they covered all their bases. I think they have 15 lawyers that they're
I'm sure they do, but if we didn't have the current administration, we would not be getting this material. We would not be getting this stuff out without President Trump. And
they followed Kennedy around for a year. So a lot of the things that he believes, and the thing with vaccines, not that he didn't know about it, but they made him a lot more informed.
Exactly. Rick, I got to take a break right now. I'm getting...
I understand.
Parker is pointing at me. But thanks for your call, because I'm going to be looking for that study coming out. I think it's a part of this one here, but thanks for your call on that. You're listening to Dr. Merkel at Take 2 Healthcare. We'll be right back after these messages. We're back. This is Dr. Merkel with Take 2 Healthcare, 937-433-3241. We would love to help you with whatever health problem or condition or concern you have. It's amazing sometimes how simple, even serious problems respond once tested properly. Doesn't take long. Generally, in a couple weeks or 2 months, you're going to see progress. We want to talk about the vaccines. It's been something that I've studied for a long time. I know there are experts greater than me on this topic. But I've always had an inherent belief that God didn't design our body wrong. And if we optimize our health, our bodies have the ability to withstand and fight just about everything. Instead of trying to short circuit that, why don't we try to assist it? Like with COVID, we knew that vitamin D and C and zinc and these other natural things really reduced first of all, the chance of getting COVID, as well as boosted your immune system so you responded quicker with it. And remember, 99.9% of the people in the world did not die from COVID. Only the sickest and most unhealthy died. That's it. And that's the way it is with life in period. If you're unhealthy, you got problems. I got about a few seconds here to go. There was a call asked about parasites and the food you eat. First of all, make sure your pork is probably the main one, is cooked properly. But if you eat out, if you have pets, if you travel, you probably got parasites. Sushi is one of the leading causes of parasite exposure. And so the ginger that comes with your sushi is antiparasitic. So is the wasabi, the green stuff. But a lot of the green stuff today is colored horseradish. So you got to ask for true wasabi. Now, I don't like wasabi. It's a little hot for me. There's a product we have at our clinic called Paradex. Paradex. And we've used it even when we had pets and our little girls would get a parasite, intestinal parasite. This Paradex would just clear it up. You can give it to your pets, that kind of thing. Now, I'm not saying there are other products out there. But Paradex is a accumulation of several products that work extremely well for intestinal parasites. And so that's what we use for that. Yeah, I like sushi. So I know I'm being exposed to it. So I just take Paradex about every week or so and just make sure that those all get cleared out. So there's some simple things to do, but you can't avoid it. You can't avoid it. They're always there. Hey, it's time for me to go. I hope you learned something today. We'd love to help you with your health problems. And like I say every Saturday, do something today to be healthier than you were yesterday. Take a walk, eat an apple, call a friend, pray for our country. And by the way, go to church tomorrow. I'm Dr.